Coaches Insight programs continue here on KARE 93.7 as we get you set now for week four of high school football on Friday night. Now we talk ACCHS, and that's with the head coach, Alex Thornburg. It is presented by L&L Construction. Coach, big win on Friday last week, 48-0 over Oskaloosa. We'll get into that in just a minute, but boy, hard to believe we're coming up on week four. It seems like it's going by pretty quick.
Yeah, it really has. We were kind of talking as a coaching staff, you know, we played Valley Falls week one. And, you know, that almost feels like months ago now, but, you know, in reality, you know, just a couple weeks ago, but excited to get going. You know, these first 3 weeks are, you know, they mean something for your league record and stuff, but, you know, really it's these last, you know, five out of these last six that are really important.
Yeah, and it's all about the district, and most teams are pretty much starting out with their first district game coming up tomorrow night. Well, let's, real quick, just a quick thought on your game last week. 48-0 winner against Oskaloosa. You opened up the game 18 points in the first quarter. Really never let up, and I know you had mentioned afterwards that you thought the first half was a little bit sloppy, had some penalties, but things kind of picked up in the third quarter for you. Just overall, just a few thoughts from that game.
Yeah, and like you said, I did think we played pretty sloppy. Just didn't feel like we were executing well. We did some things, you know, well in the first half, but as a whole, I wasn't real happy with our the way we played. And we talked to the guys about it at halftime, and I thought we made a pretty good adjustment. And the first two drives of the third quarter, we came out pretty strong. And then, you know, got some young guys in there, and I thought they also played really well on Friday. So I was much, much happier with our second half performance compared to our first half performance.
And the run game has been key for you here early on in the year. And Bryson Lee, your quarterback, put up another stellar night with 286 yards. He had five touchdowns, and Easton Schletzbaum, the sophomore, had another big night, 70 yards and two more scores. You know, the running game doesn't go without the offensive line, and it seems like those guys up front are playing well for you.
Yeah, we challenge them every week. You know, we tell them that if we want to have a successful Friday night, you know, it starts with those five, six guys up front. And most of the time, I think they really take that to heart. You know, they want to put on a show for, you know, not so much for the fans, but for on film. You know, they want to put that show for when we're watching as a team on Mondays, and you know, we can see that those guys are taking care of business. And I really did think that was going to be a strength for our team this year. You know, we returned all five of our starting offensive linemen, had some good experience there, and I thought they've done a nice job for us. You know, obviously, like you said, you don't pick up those yards unless you have somebody up front blocking for you.
Let's talk about the district a little bit. You'll get Rossville this week, but just as a whole, you're in this District 3, Class 2A, Moore Hillmounts Academy, Silver Lake, Pleasant Ridge, and Rossville. How would you kind of gauge the overall toughness of this district?
Yeah, I mean, it's quality opponent after quality opponent, you know, for the rest of the season for us. Like you said, you start with Rossville, a team that's a two-time defending state champ. You know, you kind of throw their record out the window because they played some really tough teams. St. Mary's, who's one of the best teams in 1A. You know, they played Hayden out of Topeka, who is, you know, a traditional power in 3A, and they look like, you know, they're going to do really well again this year in 3A. You know, a Mar Hill team that's a rivalry game for us, so again, throw the records out. Pleasant Ridge, you know, a really tough opponent as well. And then finishing off the year with Silver Lake, who, like Rossville, a traditional power. We got to see them last year in the first round of the playoffs, so. You know, there's not an easy week, and then we throw in there, we've got a bye week in our district where we play, you know, a really solid Jackson Heights team as well. So, you know, I feel like we're kind of running into a gauntlet here of really tough games, and, you know, we'll really see what we're made of here.
Yeah, it's certainly no joke, kind of the rest of the way, how the season, or at least the schedule, I should say, kind of shapes up for you. But let's go specifically into Rossville. As you mentioned, they have had a very tough schedule. They're 1-2, but you know, two-time defending state champions, you know, they are just a traditional power. St. Mary's, as you mentioned, they lost 20-13 week one on the road. St. Mary's, you could argue, one of the best teams in 1A. And then Hayden, who might be one of the best teams really in the state in Class 3A, they have three wins over Olpe, Silver Lake, and Rossville already. But what do you see about this Rossville team this year specifically, and what kind of jumps off the page?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like you said, Rossville, traditional power. Those kids are used to winning. And they, you know, they go out every Friday night and they expect to win. You know, kind of, to me it seems like it's one of those, they take it personal. If they don't, they feel like they're letting their community down. And, you know, they're going to play fast and they're going to play physical on Friday night. They've got some playmakers. Number 22, kind of plays in the slot for him, plays a little bit of running back for him. He's a, you know, he's a smaller in stature, but that kid, man, he's tough to bring down. He runs the ball really hard, and he's a quick kid. And their quarterback, he does a really nice job. I think he carried the ball 38 times last Friday. So just a workhorse for him. And then the speed that they want to play at. You know, they want to go offensively, and that's something that's really hard to replicate in practice when you're trying to show kids a scout card and then you're trying to get guys lined up. So, I mean, Friday's going to be a tremendous challenge for us.
Finally, Coach, a few keys. What's it going to take to get a win against this Rossville team?
Yeah, we got to clean up the way we've been playing. Talk about turnovers every week, and we did a better job with that this week, but we have to do a better job with our penalties. You know, we're just getting too many penalties, you know, which is backing us up, and just not playing real smart at all the time. So that's something that we really got to work on this week is playing smarter football, because you know, against a real good quality opponent like this, you can't put yourself behind the sticks early. And, you know, it just makes for long drives and long nights if you're going to do that.
Certainly a marquee game on our schedule for Friday night. Rossville and ACCHS should be a lot of fun. Alex Thornburg, head coach of the Tigers, joining us here on our Coach's Insight program. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday against Rossville. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.